You're listening to Community Connections with Alan Collier on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 10 minutes past 12 and 15 degrees. And I have with me Siri today to tell us a bit more about what's going on at Siri. We've got Laura, who's the manager of training and the community hub, and Jared, who's the business support manager. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you. Hello.
Now, Jared, you're going to tell us a bit about some training.
No, Laura will.
Laura, yeah. Hey, we're working well, aren't we? We've only just started.
Great start. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about our accredited training. So amongst Siri's portfolio of services, we offer accredited training across really three key areas. So that's a Certificate 3 in Individual Support, a Certificate 4 in Education Support, and then we do early childhood education and care. So we do that at a Cert 3 and also a diploma level. In particular, we've got an intake coming up for our Cert 3 in early childhood education and care, and that will be happening in March. So for anybody that is perhaps thinking about getting into that area, it is an area that is predicted to be growing because there are changes being made to kinder funding for three-year-old kinder, which hasn't hit this area as yet, but it is definitely happening in other areas and is coming to us in the coming time in a couple of years. So it is definitely a growth area for people to get into.
So how long does the course last?
Yeah, excellent question. So the course for the Certificate 3 is obviously shorter than the diploma. For the diploma, people have to be working in the industry already. So that goes for a period of about 18 months. The Certificate 3 goes for about a period of 9 months, and that includes the placement component as well.
And at the end of that, you get a qualification, which is obviously acceptable all over the place.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the Certificate 3 allows you to work as an educator within a childcare setting. The fantastic thing about the courses that we do offer, we make sure that we select things that are you're able to work locally, so there is a need in your local area within the valley so that you don't have to travel too far. And the placement component gives you that hands-on experience so that you can actually go applying for jobs knowing that you've had some real experience and you know that's what you want to be doing.
And I see that as you travel around there, they're building a lot more of these early learning centres too, aren't they?
Well, that's right. I think especially as younger families come into the area and housing affordability and all of that plays its part, there's definitely a need for more childcare facilities.
So when do these courses start?
So the Certificate 3 in early childhood education and care will start later in March. So we're currently taking enrolments for that
now. So they need to get onto it pretty quick.
That's right.
Yep.
Education support, the Certificate 4 in education support and the Certificate 3 in individual support will have mid-year enrolments. So we'll be looking later in term 2 to take enrolments to start in term 3.
All right. So it's mainly the first one, the most important one first.
That's right. Well, I mean, it is a big decision for people to decide to change their career or re-enter the workforce or maybe start their career. So we do encourage people who are thinking about it to look into it now and to get that information so they can make a proper decision and not feel rushed because of the intake periods, because our intake periods are quite similar to other, you know, especially the bigger TAFEs and things as well.
I've got with me Siri and we're talking about various activities that they've got going on, particularly now, Jared, you're doing a community consultation.
Yes, that's right. You may recall, or you may not, last time we were here, we were talking about our renewed spaces up at Yarra Junction. So since then, we've been going through this process of asking community what they would actually like to see in those spaces and how we can best serve the community through programs and services in the space that we have.
Well, that's a good idea, isn't it? It's no good putting something on that people don't necessarily want. You're better off to...
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
So we've been trying to, obviously we really want a good representation of the community and try and tap into as many different, you know, demographics of people to find out, you know, what different people really would like to see. So we actually have an online survey running at the moment. And apart from getting to say what you'd like, the good thing is you go in the draw to win a gift voucher. So you've got nothing to lose, really, by doing it. You get to tell us something about what you'd like to see, and you could potentially win that voucher.
And what have they got to go to? What's
so your... easiest way would be to go to our website, www.cire.org.au.
Now, Cire is C-I-R-E, yes. All one word, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And if you navigate through to the Community Hubs tab and then Yarra Junction, it will be right on the page there.
Right, so you've got to go to www.cire.org.au. So then you go on, and then what's the next tab?
Community Hubs.
Right.
And then Yarra Junction.
Right.
And this is, it's really for the Upper Valley, but when we say that, if you live in Seville, then please do tell us what you'd like to see, because I'm sure travelling to Junction isn't too big of a task.
Well, I mean, that people do travel, particularly if it's a course that they want to do, isn't it?
You know? Yeah, well, one guy I spoke to at table tennis at the Yarra Centre, he travels from Hillsville just to do table tennis because he's just really into it. So, and if people aren't comfortable navigating the website or just the internet in general, please just pop your head in as well, and we can have a chat with you and record your responses. Or you might see us wandering around asking people in different programs or out on the streets even. So mm-hmm. Please come up and say hi and tell us what you'd like to see.
That's terrific. And it certainly is a lot better to be putting on what the people want rather than just thinking what you think they want, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And it's also, it's not necessarily just about what they want, but we ask questions around, you know, what barriers might exist. So maybe things they want to do exist, but they cost too much or they're on at the wrong time. And we're also linked in with a lot of local stakeholders. So we've been convening with the Bendigo Bank, the Gawler Foundation, Eastern Legal, some local community people, and getting their input as well. So they helped come up with the survey questions, and they're looking at the responses with us, and that way if there's something we can't do, there might be something another organization can. So it's a real community focused and community led
initiative. That's terrific. So they go to www.cire.org.au.
yep.
Community Hub.
yep.
And then
Yarra Junction. Yep.
You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 27 minutes past 12. And I have with me Cire, and we've been talking with both Laura and Jared about various things. Laura, you want to talk about first impressions. Now, I generally think of first impressions when I see someone. It's what I think of them, whether I like them or what. But this is not that, is it?
Well, maybe it's a little bit that. I don't know whether you ever judge your first impressions based on what somebody is wearing. But that's certainly, I suppose, where the name came from. So.
Unfortunately, and I mean, I know I made laugh of that, but I was talking to a person the other day, a woman actually, and she said, look, my husband has got these, he's bald, he's got mm-hmm. tattoos all down all over his head, he's got tattoos on his cheeks, on his on all his arms, and she said he's the nicest, easygoing man you could ever meet. But she said everybody meets him and thinks, oh, he's the scum of the earth.
There you go. Well,
and that's what we do.
It is, isn't it? I suppose it's that old adage, isn't it? Don't judge a book by its cover.
Absolutely.
But I suppose...
But we do.
Well, that's right. And especially when it comes to situations like job interviews, and, you know, it is really about putting your best foot forward. And that's where the First Impressions Clothing Exchange, the idea was born from. So it's...
So what is it?
Now, yeah.
We've gone all around it. What is First Impressions?
I've got you interested now. So it's essentially an op shop for women's clothing. It's based in the shops in Moorabbin in the terrace there on Bryce Avenue. And the idea was born from the fact that women who are re-entering the workforce maybe are provided or have enough for, say, a job interview, but then once they get the job, they don't have the first week's worth of wardrobe. And that can be a real barrier and a real stressing point for people who are re-entering the workforce. So,
and very often, or they can be, women that have separated later in life and don't have any money.
That's right.
Or Well, the kids are starting to grow up and you know, they spend all the money on the young people and they just haven't got the money.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And we have been working with people that have also been long-term unemployed as well. So obviously, you know, in that sort of situation, you don't have a wardrobe of clothes to rely on or the income coming in to support you to go out and purchase that. So the First Impressions Clothing Exchange is there for predominantly set up for that in mind, but it is open to the general public as well. So anybody can come in, you know, and it's got clothing, mainly business attire, but it's also got some beautiful evening wear and other bits and pieces as well as accessories.
So do they pay anything towards it at all or...?
There are, yeah, so it's low cost. At the moment, we've got a sale on where all items that were $5 are now $2. So
that's cheap, isn't
it's,
it?
Yeah, it's really cheap. And it's beautiful quality things. And I suppose that's the other thing to acknowledge, that we've had fantastic support from the community in terms of donations. Oh. We still are always on the lookout for donations, and we have drop-off points at our community hub in Yarra Junction, our office in the Little Island Churnside, or if there's anybody that in particular has a larger donation they want to, you know, they've done a bit of a drive at work and they, you know, we can arrange to pick that up as well.
Is it mainly for ladies?
It is. At this point in time, it is for ladies. We have had a few inquiries about getting a, you know, even just a small range of men's, you know, more, I suppose, business attire.
Yep.
At the moment, it is just for ladies. But, you know, we've had a number of male staff that have picked up things for their wives or their mother or their sister. So, you know, you're more than welcome to come in.
Can they, when you say business attire, what actually can you get?
So you can get a full outfit from head to toe. So
we're talking stockings and shoes and that as well?
Yeah, yep. So everything. I don't know if we have any stockings at the moment, but we've definitely got shoes, handbags, scarves, as well as, you know, pants and dresses.
Oh, so it's not just clothing either. You can...
It's the accessories that go around that as well. Yeah. We've also had some very generous donations from an organisation called Good 360, which look to repurpose extra stock of items. So we've got a range of makeup and things, and a lot of those are available as a gift with purchase. So we can't sell those, but they are, you know, you might buy a, you know, an outfit and then get a little bundle of makeup and things as well.
And I guess apart from the fact that you know, we're talking about the first impression, and if the boss thinks you're a bit of a scruff when you walk in, well, you're never going to get the job. I guess the other thing too, particularly for a lady, it must be very, must build their ego up and make them feel terrific rather than, you know, well, here we go again sort of thing. You know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think for a lot of people, but especially a lot of women, you know, there is that confidence, and starting a new job or re-entering the workforce is nerve-wracking and a big deal for people. So, you know, if you can feel a little bit better about what you're wearing and have that confidence, then it can make all the difference for people. So we do look to make sure that the shop itself is welcoming and it's inviting. We it's volunteer run predominantly, so we have amazing volunteers that really lead the way with that. And we also do a variety of workshops around job readiness, so resume writing and interview techniques as well for people.
Oh, do you? So it's not only just the clothing.
Not just the clothing. Because we are backed by Siri Training, we're able to add that training element in.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. All right. So that's down in Moorabbin, is it?
Down in Moorabbin.
Whereabouts in Moorabbin?
So it's in the terrace, which is on Bryce Avenue. So sort of opposite where the Coles is.
Oh, terrific. Yeah. You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Jared, you're going to tell us about the Valley Youth Space.
Yes, I'm really excited about this, and I guess just for some context, the Valley Youth Space is a program that was initiated by the Yarra Rangers Council. I think it was 2 years ago. I could be wrong, though. And essentially, it's an after-school drop-in space for high school students out of Yarra Junction. So at the moment, it runs out of the Family Link Centre. And the kids can just sort of come in through the back, and they do a lot of activities as well. So while it's just a weekly drop-in centre, they embed activities like cooking. Some of the ones I've seen, they were doing like some sort of tribal dancing and drumming and stuff like that. I know they've done hip-hop workshops. I've ran stuff like esports in that space. They were making Japanese rice roll type things.
Oh, okay.
So while they can just go and chill and do whatever they want, they get to participate in these other activities, and it's all free to the kids. So that's sort of the history of it. But what's happened this year is our Rangers Council have asked us to come on board as the lead organisation, and we'll transition it over to our hub next term.
So it's still at the old place now?
Yeah. So this term we kept it at the same place because we didn't want to uproot all the young people without sort of giving them that transition period.
Yep.
But it's going to be really great because we're still going to have council support, and their youth worker Rita is really awesome and really connects with the kids. But then we're going to incorporate it with our programs so that we can put on big holiday programs as well and support the young people and having activities to do in the Upper Valley area, because apart from sports, there's not a great deal for them to do, particularly after school.
So now where are they meeting at the moment if the young people want to go?
So it's a Monday after school, starts at 3 and goes till 5, and that's at the family, is it called the Family Link Centre? I forget the name of it. It's the council family building, basically, on the main street in Yarra Junction.
Yep.
And you can't, the signs are everywhere on the corners there at Hoddle Street, so if they don't know the building, they'll see the signs if they go to Hoddle Street.
So that's every Monday?
Every Monday after school. During the school term, not on school holidays.
Right.
And then next term it will be at our hub, which is on Main Street next to the post office.
We've got Siri with us this afternoon telling us all about the different programs. Jared, you're going to tell us about a dad's group.
Yes, we've just started, or just about to start, I'd like to call it an innovative dad's group called Dadditude. The point of this program really is to help dads, particularly if they're new or soon to be dads, but it could be open to any dad as well, help them find other dads and connect with them, and then hopefully go on to be their own sort of organic dads group. So what it looks like is, rather than trying to get a bunch of blokes together to sit around and awkwardly, you know, nod and say, oh yeah, like, how much sleep did you get last night sort of thing, we're actually planned a range of activities across 5 months that will help them sort of team build and have fun and make friendships that way. So for example, our first one, which starts this weekend, is a virtual reality zombie program. So we'll be going to a place called Zero Latency in North Melbourne, and you put a headset on and laser pack with a gun and run around in a warehouse shooting zombies. And we got a whole range of activities planned, like archery wars, which is a bit like paintball but with bows and arrows, obviously without the pointy points. Ends. I've got hopefully planned a racing simulator afternoon where I'll get to experience what a realistic racing sim with full mechanics and hydraulics and stuff is like. Holy moly mini golf, which is at Eastland, which is a themed sort of golf setting, mini golf setting. And at the end of it all, then we'll hire out a play center where they can bring their kids and their families and get to meet and sort of connect that way. But the idea really was to help dads that don't often get time to hang out with other dads, or they might be like myself where I'm a dad but most of my friends aren't, so it can be hard and isolating in that sense.
And very often your friends don't live just down the road either, do they?
Exactly. A couple dads I am friends with live like 40 to 50 minutes away, so when you've got limited time, it's hard to hang out, and it's, you know, not a big group either. So
and guys don't, as a general rule, discuss their private things with until they get to know other people either, is it? Like, it's no good putting people in a room for one night and expecting them to tell their inner thoughts, because guys don't do that, do they?
Yeah, exactly. And I think men in particular tend to connect differently anyway. You know, it's a bit of that call to adventure sort of stuff. If you want to go primal enough, it was like the hunt and those sort of things that men bonded over. So that's what we tried to design, is stuff that was sort of team-based and a bit of an adventure, so that it takes the awkwardness away.
You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, Yarra Valley FM 99.1. We're at 1:06. And I have with me Siri. Laura, you're going to tell us about the parent-child mother goose.
That's right. So I think we might have talked about this last time, but it was more of an update. Parent Child Mother Goose is a playgroup program that we run, and it's a free playgroup that we were doing three times a week last year. We're now doing twice a week.
Yep. What days?
Yep. So on Mondays, we're doing it in East Warburton, 9:30 to 10:30. Oh, sorry, it's 1 hour now, 9:30 to 10:30, Milwara Primary School in East Warburton. And then on Wednesdays, same time, 9:30 to 10:30, Milwara Primary School in Millgrove. So we were also doing a Yarra Junction time, but we're no longer doing that. But just to remind people that that program is running, it's really amazing. So it's a play group that's centred around songs and nursery rhymes, and it's a fantastic way for parents to interact with their children and their babies. So it's for parents and carers of babies and toddlers that are looking for a way to, you know, obviously have a play group and interact and also learn how to, you know, do some of that singing and, you know, that sort of stuff that maybe people need to be reminded of, some of those nursery rhymes.
And it's good for mums who are stuck at home by themselves and don't always know who to talk to.
That's exactly right.
It gives
right.
them somebody else to talk to, and they'll often say, oh, look, I'm having this problem. The other one says, oh, yeah, so did I, and I did this. So it's a terrific opportunity for the ladies to get together as well too.
That's right. Yes, exactly.
Now, you want to give us an update on the school?
Yes, yeah, so just very very briefly on this one, but it's exciting. Our Mount Evelyn campus of our community school is now offering years 7 to 9 as well as the VCAL program. So previously it was just offering, that campus just had the VCAL kids, but now we're doing years 7 to 9 as well. So both campuses now do from year 7 right through.
So you must be doing something right for, obviously, you've got a bigger need for it. All right, you've got us excited.
Yes.
We want to find out more about Siri. How are we going to find out about the great things that Siri does?
Well, there are so many different ways you can get in touch with us, so that makes it nice and easy. You can call us on 1-300-835-235.
What was that again?
1-300-835-235.
Yep.
You can go to our website, which is www.cire.org.au. You can check us out on Facebook, so which is Siri Services Incorporated.
What was that one? Sorry.
Siri Services Incorporated on Facebook. We also have a dedicated Siri Hubs Facebook page, as well as a Siri Training Facebook page. And if you really want to get in touch, you can come and drop in to any one of our campuses. So we're 211 Main Street in Lilydale, 2463 Warburton Highway in Yarra Junction, and then we're at the Chanside Park Community Hub as well on Kimberley Drive.
So just give us that phone number again, please, Laura.
1-300-835-235.
And I guess if they're having trouble finding your website and that, if they didn't write it down quick enough, they can always Google Siri, can't they?
Well, that's exactly it.
C-I-R-E.
Yep.
All perfect. In lowercase?
Oh, look, lowercase, uppercase will answer to anything.
That's fair enough. Jared, just quickly again on your dad's group, which is, what's a datitude?
Datitude. Dads of attitude.
Just give us that times for that again, please.
It's once a month, so the best thing to do would be either contact us or check it out on our website. So, again, that's www.cire.org.au.
And if not, the same 1300 number?
Yes.
1300-835-235.
Yes. or walk in. I'm often up at Yarra Junction, so if you're up there, you can just come in and ask for me or leave your details and I'll get back to you myself because it's my group and I'm running it. So
that's the hub up in Yarra Junction.
Yes. Yes. Yep. But you could likewise go to any location and just leave your details and I'll get back to you.
And it's datitude.
Datitude.
Well, that sounds terrific. And, of course, Laura, you've got your parent... Child Mother Goose. So I reckon that's a terrific name.
Yep, it's a good one.
Monday and Wednesdays?
Yes, that's right.
Between 9:30 and 10:30.
That's right.
Sounds good to me. All right, look, it's been terrific having you in.
Thank you so much.
And we look forward. We'll have somebody in each month from Siri.
Yes.
So we'll keep it going.
Perfect.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.